First, on the eighth line, the magic number is Mason, right? 200. The Chazit Lichi, what's the next word?
Midoraisa.
That's the key word we spoke about in the Rush. Whether it's really true or not true, it's really Midoraisa. You're paying money with Midoraisa, Kesef Tzuri. I wanted to show you that word that we spoke about yesterday. And the other thing I wanted to show you was, it was referred to explicitly in the Mordechai we spoke about at the end of the Shia yesterday, was that although we do know about Idis, Beinonis, and Ziburis, but the Ksuba by strict halacha either gets Ziburis if it's Rabbanim, or Beinonis if it's Doraisa, you may recall that the reference was made, you go down to a line which starts with the word Lehispara, it's about two-thirds down, and the next words are, Mikol Shvar Arag Nichsim V'Kinyonim. Now, the word Shvar, what does Shafar mean in Hebrew? Shafar, beautiful, right? Shapira is beautiful, right? Arag is another word which also means the most the desirable. So therefore, since that was instituted in our standard text, now a woman would collect from Idis, not the Beinonis or Ziburis, which she's entitled to, if Ksuba Daraisa or the Rabbanan respectively. Okay, so I wanted to show you these two words. First, the word, take a Ksuba, please, Rabbi Osai. First, the word Daraisa, which we saw, and second, the word Shvar Ara. That's what I wanted to show you. Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, okay, I just made two textual comments. I just want everyone to have a Ksuba. You hold on to this Ksuba for the rest of the year. I mean, we'll be maybe giving you some better editions. My edition is a little different. Just hold on. And if you want to get married, don't use this one. I have a better one for you. Okay. Rabosai, we now turn our attention.
What is the logic?
Yes.
Of Ziburis, or if it's the
Rabbanan? So the Gemara says explicitly, if Ksuba is the Rabbanan, you get Ziburis. If it's the Daraisa, you get Beinonis. That's
why?
What it says.
Why?
Why? So if Ksuba is the Rabbanan, they wanted, they don't want to make it, it was called the Kule Ksuba. It's only rabbinic ordinance in the first place. We're going to lighten it up and not make it too onerous upon the man. That's why it's only Ziburis. Ksuba is the Daraisa, it's like any other debt. You collect the Beinonis. Okay? That's what the Gemara says to say. Fine, Rabbosai. Yes, at the end of this year, we had, it always seems related at the end of this year. We can't debate today, we have to be in time for Mincha. We did the Tosis HaRosh. I hope everyone has the Tosis HaRosh, please. Who does not have Oz V'Odom? Do you have any have a rush in the back? Don't have one? Well, let's get a sheet of the Kubetzis here, which will solve all the problems for those who prefer seeing a screen to seeing a. I'm still from the old generation. I prefer looking at a Svar. However, some of you may prefer looking in. On the screen. Whoa. Where's Yitro Kubetzis? What? There's no sheet of Kubetzis on the screen? Oh, here it is. Sheet of Kubetzis. So this. Bava test. Base. So those who have the rush, I'd like you to see it. I mean, those who prefer seeing it, in the back of the sefer, Oz V'Odom. Those who don't have the rush there can find it here. I'm very happy that this Bar Ilan tells everybody who it is. It's very important to be able to see these things, who it's from. So if you see the word rush, like, oh, rush. Well, it should be on it's on the Maran Makamas. I should tell you what the first paragraph is. Shita Mekubetzis, this is Tama. Unless they have different openings than we have in our text. That can happen. Let's see. Here it is, I found it. See, Rush with the word Tama. It's a rush down. I asked you to see this. Did anyone see this? Shita Mekubetzis? Yeah, it's on the Maran Makamas, not that far down, right after the Mordechai. You should have seen it by now. Anyway, we're going to see two consecutive paragraphs, Blinetta, Tama, it's from the Rush, And the Das, which is in the Rach, these are what we have to spend time on right now. And there's one paragraph earlier, Pisca, which we passed by on the screen, which we'll come to later. So again, you know what? Let's give up. Let's do it on the screen. Even though I want you have to give in to the will of the people. People used to use the screens. We'll go to screens. Okay, so, but at least open the Gemara, please. Because you see the Russian that asked Tosfos Kasha, you give a different terms. So let's at least open the Gemara itself. The Gemara Lama Tessa, the day Tosfos Kasha like this. Niyu Tema, the Kaposik Vitani, the Becholinian, Ein Lo Ksuba, Afilu Bola Shalokadarka, Ubisula Gemuri, the Yesh Lo Ksuba Vena Torah, the Bola Sheni, Yesh Lo Knas. So they, of course, because she's right now only had relations with someone Shaloka Darka. So therefore, in that situation, presumably it would be a Raisa. So why does the Gemara say that the entire reason for a Ksuba is the Rabbanon, every single case of a Futa? No. If she's a Be'ula Kedarka, then you're right, so the Rabbanon. The Shaloka Darka should be a Daraisa. Tosis, no terrors. No terrors. But the habitam and shot it out. Then they go on Tamilary, they have no terrors. So the Rush has a terrors, and we have to analyze the terrors. We saw at the end of the Shias, let's take a look again. Venerally, look, every word is important. The Lokosh, the Hocha, Bain the Rabbanon, Bain the Rabbi Yossi. Now let's review for those who forgot the Gemara. Look at the Gemara, Bosai. The Gemara itself. The Gemara says as follows. Tani Yidach. Let's pick it up from there. The last six lines of the Daf. Avapi Shavu Ones Nosav Yad Kishayotzi. Right. Who Ein Lo Olav Klum. Frek the Gemara. Kishayotzi. Mimotzi Mapal. He's unable to divorce her. Now that the Poskim Chumash. Next week's Parsha. No. She demands a divorce. She's glad to give it to him. She asks for it. Ain't no love club. Okay? If the divorce takes place, there's no obligation for him to pay. Mace, he dies. Yotza Kesef Knosa Vitsubasa. Again, no obligation. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer? No. Yesh la Ksuba Mana. There is a Ksuba, and the Ksuba is, in fact, a Mana, not Masayin. Okay, let's read the Gemara. Let's finish up the Daf to Chazir again. The Ma'akev Mitzligi, Rabbanon Savri Tama Ma'atkin Rabbanon Ksuba Kadesh Shlo Tekar Rabbanon Tzio. V'holo Motzi Ma'apik Los. No difference, no Ksuba. Rabbi Yosef Yudo Sava. No. Honami Motzi Mitzar Lo. Ad Omer Lo Hilo Minalach. He can get rid of her, even though he can't get rid of her technically. He'll make her life so miserable she'll get on her hands and knees to ask for a divorce. So we don't want that to happen. So therefore, there is a ksuba. Everyone with me so far? Back to the Tosfos Rosh. The Hocha Bein Rabban and Bein Rabbi Yosi Midoraisa Ein Lo Ksuba. Why not? Look carefully. The Chsiv Kesef Yishkol Kemora Psulus Ela Kesef Knosa Omeid B'Moko Moar B'Suleha. Beautifully written. Kesef Knosa Omeid b'mkol mora b'suleho. The money of the knas, it literally stands in the place of the mora b'suleho, which is mandated by the Torah. Again, the third time. Kesef knasa omeid b'mkol mora b'suleho. This is reminiscent of a phrase in the Gemara of yotza kesef knasa b'ksu basa. Right? Look at this phrase here. I'll just paraphrase. Yotza kesef kinasa bitsubasa. Right? The word yotza means omeid in a certain sense. Okay. Velo pligi hachele bid rabbonan. Rabbonan sabi lo tkina hacha ksuba. The my time bid tkina rabbonan ksuba. B'mako shatikna rabbonan bibula. B'kitza nimrit rabbosahai. And it doesn't apply over here because he can't divorce him. What's he saying over here? Very profound insight. Question was, why is there no ksuba midoraisa in this case? The answer is, what do you mean? The owner pays 50 shkolin. The 50 shkolin which he pays up front, That stands in place of the Ksuba Daraisa. Tosfos didn't say that. Tosfos seems to be working with an assumption that Ksuba Daraisa, the very institution of Ksuba Daraisa, means at the end of the marriage. And the Rosh says, no. Ksuba Daraisa means you pay your money. When? Normally at the beginning. In this case, at the end. Normally at the end. In this case, Zrizan Hakdimin, at the beginning. This establishes an entirely new construct of Osai. We have to think about this very carefully. Very, very slowly and carefully. Let's analyze this very carefully. So in order to explain this to you, I'd like to show you one more source. I think Minchas Tinnach I can find here. Where? Where's Minchas Tinnach? Sefer Mitzvos. Chinuch Minchas Tinnach. How do you like that? Parshas Ki Tzetze. Next week's Parsha. These two go together, sort of. Ah, come on. Oh, now it's over. Now I both say, I bought in my Minchas Chinuch. You know, I never know if this is going to work or not. Oh, I have to play it safe. This is what Minchas Chinuch looks like. For those who are not familiar, this is the new edition. It's not so new anymore. Before that, you had to figure out a million Rosh Tavis. This is already what? Tovshin Salam Test? Before that. Tovshin Memches. It's already that old. But it revolutionized Minchas Chinuch. I'm still having my house all those old Minchas Chinuchs. Whatever. So here, in Tov Kuf Nun Ches. So they have it broken down into different sukkot, which is not found over here. But let me read to you from what he says over here. Watch this. He quotes Atos. Watch this. Okay. Let's look together, okay? Eino Megar Shaliola, Meritzono. Vino Saint Knas, he has the old Rosh Tavis. You see, the new one, there are no more Rosh Tavis. Who wants to be likes a challenge of figuring it out Rosh Tavis of Minchas Chinuch. What does this stand for? Come on, guys. Use your brain. Use your noodle. Able to read? Able to, can't read it? Can't see it? What? Correct. Ve'eino chayav. I'm reading from the Machon Yerushalayim. Ve'eino chayav. He had no ink, the Minchas Chinuch. He made up his own Rosh Tavis. He had no ink. So he figured he'd be able to figure out. He was so poor. So dreadfully poor, Mamash had no wing. Okay, so here's Vav Aleph Ches, the beautiful new edition. It says, over here, the Eino Chaya B'Ksub. V'lu B'Gemar K'Subas, Daf Mem, Uber Rambam, Rabbi Machaber, Hatam, Lo Shaya Kala Ben of Lo Tzio. Okay, fine. They corrected it. It's not Daf Mem. Lama Testament Beis. I'm just looking at it. They were very independent in this edition. He wrote Mem. I guess Mem is where Suga ends. And they wrote in Machon in Lama Testament Beis. So I guess the Bar Ilan does not have this edition, but okay, it will be interesting to see how the distinctions go. Okay. I am the Tosham Shehikshu. He amin et subas psulim and atorah. Pekan apa pi shibula mikom mashkach lo shtei bulsula gamken on she honest also shalok adarka. Kmo da havi bulsula din knas. Pekan lan bo ala asar b'nei adam l'kula m'sham l'kula knas. Havi bulsula din ksuma. If can I my ain't super bechi agav na minichu bekushya. Okay. Good. Footnote. The das a Rambam lo kasha kushya tosis. Svila in shaloka darka ain chi of knas klal. There's no chi of knas whatsoever. Everyone disagrees with him. Basically, come on, about 10 people. I can do this otherwise. Whatever it may be. Not for now. Just footnote Beis over here in the Jews. Mass, that was what you call Hara. Hara means it's not really a full beer, at the beginning of a beer. That may be the way you can have 10 people, even though it's all Kedar. But this is a footnote. We're not wearing Hilchus Knas as such, just as it affects Hilchus Ksuba, etc. Ooh, this is, you'll never figure this one out. You'll never figure this one out. If you get a prize, you can figure this one out. The iron? He gets a prize. Iron the safer Pnei Yoshua. Wow, I'm amazed. I'm very proud. I descend from the Pnei Yoshua. My great, 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 great grandfather's Pnei Yoshua. You got it right. That's double prize. The Pnei Yoshua is found in Audak. If you look it up, she may be mechilta. Now, what the word mechilta means? The mechilta is in medrash tanoim, medrash halacha of tanoim, and sefer shmos. This mechilta is in shmos. The sifra is on vayikra. The sifri is by midra and vor. Those are what's called midrash halacha, as opposed to medrash agada. These are from very early sources. So the mechilta says that ugzeres akosuv the knas ze. Yotza Yedei Ksuba Hamagia La. Next. Minatora. Okay, you guys are good. Ach im no sin techeva ksuba. Osto la hashos imo bedirabonon. Bulo ksuba la rameir. Humitam shlote kala vachule. Vikan. No. Lo shayach ze. U minatora. Ze haknasu aksuba. Ugzeres akosel, very good. Shehit en lamiyad, ayin shom. Stop right here. What's he saying? You know what he's saying, I think? I think he's saying what we saw in the rush. It's what we saw in the rush. You know, both sides, can I say it to you nicely? Our first foray into this realm, Svei dinim. If you also love the brisker. There are two dinim. It's a din d'oraisa and a din d'rabbanon. A din d'oraisa, there has to be a ksuba. Period. You pay up front, you don't pay up, doesn't make a difference. Has to exist a ksuba d'oraisa. Has to be. Then, on the level of d'oraisa, there's no consideration of kalabein alutzi. The rabbis weren't concerned about that. As a matter of fact, you take a look at Rabosai in let's see the Pnei Yeshua himself. Why not? My Elta Zeta. 1 second. I don't want to lose this over here. 1 second. Have a Ram Balabach is Yud Ksuba de Rabbanan. Okay, so there's nothing to talk about. Quote the Ram. Once he quotes the Pnei Yeshua, if we can get it, let's chazer it again by seeing it inside. Look inside. Pnei Yeshua. Here we go. Talking about this Tosfos. Lashon HaMechilta, Pashat Mishpatim. Okay? So there's a rice anyway. Anyway, Rabosai, against Tosfos in effect. What does it say? Rabbi Kiva Omer, Moi, we're in Lo Lisha, Loba Nemar, Tishu Omer, Venos, Nisha, Shochev, Yima, Shomei Ani, Kshem, Shem, Tfusa. What's Tfusa? Onus. Utfasa. Remember we saw it in the Rabosai, in the Torah or HaShalem. Who remembers? Utfasa. What that was at all? Locks? No, it's not here. Oh, is it here yet? Chafetz Abed, that's what we saw in the Torah Hashem. Utzfasa. All right, just turn back 10 pages. We'll see where it is. What does it say over there? Utzfasa. Mishachavim of it himself. So the word tfusa is a biblical word for what we call anusa. Okay? Nosen miyad kach b'mefuta. No simiyad. Tamid lomar. Mo yimarene lo isha. Magid. Shu o soleha moar. Vie moar eleksuba. Hare lamadnu. Di afal gab de kvar hibu ula. Afil hochik subasa masayin u min atorah. Di alok sivim moen yimoen kesef yishko kamora absulos. Then it's Yashmu Kala Kusha Shimshua Tarsim Zadibur. Answers all the world's problems. And this is a whole Chiddush Nifla. Okay? That is a Din Daraisa. Bulas Atzmo is Daraisa. And he says further than that, Rabosai. He says further than that. He says, Yotze Kesa Knosa Biksubasa, but Daraisa. Knas is Mamish Tzmura Saksuba. By Mefata. The difference is, Ones, Iker HaKnash HaTzalit Lo Ksuba Miyad, U'Mefata, Him wrote to Yisrael, Osa Knas Olam Mo'ar, Kishar Kol HaNoshim. And Afil Hoch, Knas Kotsu HaKosun, Shidim Masayim, Bazina Basa Bir Mikoro. We saw this, we spoke about this discussion yesterday, in the Mishnah Lamelech. Although right now, the deal is big now, since he's a bum, Mefata her, he gives her the same as if he would have had he been a mensch and not lived with her until after he married her. That's all it does. Had he been a mensch, a decent Jew, and dated this girl, and she'd be a virgin bride, and he'd give her a Messiah, that's what would have happened. Because he was impatient and he jumped the gun and seduced her. He shouldn't get away with it. He again gave her a Messiah. Omer Daraisa, murdered him. Bulasatsa midaraisa. How do you like that? It's amazing. It's a mechilta. Meiridik. I love my Pnei Yeshua. I boast I'm going to boast on my Yichas more now. Pnei Yeshua is beautiful. Here are all the questions of Tosar answered. Okay? Terrific. Fantastic. Okay? Bazina bebasa pia de meikar. The initial pia. Which we saw yesterday. Well, if you say how the Masik Talmud, how the Talmud might hear Rabban Ksuba, Bechule, Volo Motsi Mapikla, Lava Talmud Ika Ksuba Koi, Dome Doraisa Kami, Yotta Kesa Knosa Miksubasa, and the boy, Lasuke Milsa de Rabbanon. His mama, he didn't have a rush in front of him, as if he had Koch, Elder Zayda Koch on a Vua, Elder Zayda, that's Tavayin. He prophesied every word that we saw in Tosti Rush. Adam said, well, didn't he have a sheet of the Kubetzis? That he should have had it. At least space. Adam made it now. Tosti was a very poor man. But at least when he wrote his form early on in life. Later he was a Rabbi Franklin, I'm sure they made him a salary. But originally he was a like all the Gadol. He was a, no paper, no pen. And although he had a lot of ink, apparently. But he wrote a lot of long form. But he was too poor to have a sheet of the Kubetzis, probably. Otherwise, he would have recorded from there. Let's take a look together. Bosa. Now, feel the man, 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 the kula b'shem haytan the masikah they shall talakad v'natzia. Ufizeh lo havi mahani b'yonis shi'etze kes the knas of ksuba so shenos na ksuba kodem achupa. That filach itzarach l'chtov lo ksuba akheres l'kam v'natzia. Alzeh masik shabu no! Lo motzi mapik lo. Ubezeh kivati l'das ha'godol mori zikein izal v'sefer magine shlomo. Pnei Yeshua, his father's father, like the elder Zeta, was also wrote a Sefer Shut Pnei Yeshua, but he's more famous for a Sefer Megineh Shlomo, which defends Rashi Shlomo of Shlomo Yitzchaki against all Tosfos Kashi throughout Shas. I happen to descend from Rashi too, on my mother's side, at least that's what she told me. So I'm very happy that my father's great-grandfather is protected, my mother's great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, Shalom Yisrael. Okay. Very good. We love it. We love it all. But tasting the kakoma shabasafti kan, kiabtino lukulu bisfrod and avshoi. As shaheir Hashem ein ayim atzosi rabim al shem mechilta, as we saw before. Okay? Fine. What he did not quote over here, it's all kemat word for word, and shita mekubetis. Live long before Megina Shlomo. Okay. It's the same Yisod. Maybe he didn't have a Shita Mekupetz. Oh, I'm so excited about my Hilta Zeta. I give you a brach, you should find an Hilta Zeta somewhere. You should be proud of him too. And he should be proud of you. That's more important. More important that he should be proud of you, you should be proud of him. You should be proud of him, then he'll do what he wants, and he'll be proud of you. Okay, a little Musa, it's Chodesh El. It's that El, we heard the show this morning. It's time to be Mahar B'tshuva. Okay, Ramosa, let's go weiter. Okay. Fine. Ramosa, we now come to the last 2.5 lines of Tosis. Liam Toma. Amai Tony Hocho. Yotza Kesef Nasa B'ksubasa. Listen, let it say, Mace Ein Lo Olov Klum. Rabosai. Why are two different phrases used? What does it say? Shetetehi Ein Lo Olov Klum. It's a brisa. Ein lo olav klum. There's nothing to talk about. Now it says, Yotza kesef knasa v'ksubasa. Why did he change the expression? In both, the bottom line, he pays nothing. In one case it says, yeah, he pays nothing. There's no obligation. In another case it says, he paid nothing. You already paid already. Why change the expression? Back to Tosis. Amai toni hocha yotza kesef knasa v'ksubasa. List the mace elol of klum, the lo tekina rabbana l'almana, elinishim gerusha, as I said earlier. We saw that yesterday in Shir. V'hacha mikoach gerusha en l'taka en l'zos, v'lo matzi l'garsha. So just say exactly the same thing, elol of klum. Oh, Marie, look what it says. V'achina, keva d'shayich v'china, v'o b'shar almanos, and almana, we saw Rashi Kedal yesterday. And a woman wants to get married, she wants a measure of security. In case her husband dies, she should have a nest egg, something. So therefore you have to give her a ksuba. This woman, who happens to have been married to a guy who's not such a big tzaddik, who's ma'anasir, she also needs some security. Alright? Ein lanu lishanos v'mishal manos. So why shouldn't she get? True, chiyav amanos is generated by grusha, doesn't apply. But so what? Lo plug by all almanos? She should get. Lachi yitzchuk tama. The yotza kesef knasa b'ksubasa. V'lo choshu v'mashen l'ksuba. She should keep her money in a bank account. Or invest it prudently. Give her 50 shkom. It's a fortune of money. Put it in safe investments. Not like some people near here. Yeah, put it in safe investments. She should have the money if the husband dies. Adkan Tosis. Fine. Good. So the Tosis is self-explanatory. But now let's turn our attention to see the Shita Mekupetzes and see what he says. Here we go. The Das Rachzal. This is, we read this paragraph. This is the paragraph we saw before. Rosh Tama. A Vidas. I asked you the tag of the Vidas. The Ksubas Pesula Nami Midrabonim. The Yeshi the Farish Ode. The Leon Ksubas Pesula is Midoraisa, as Rabbi Natan said. Rabbonim Tiknul Amon Nami Ksuba Dumid the Pesula. Shalo Teisha Velo Ksuba. Uke Ein Doraisa Tikun. Michal Isha Velo Ksuba Bilas Bilas Nos. Rabosai. Nothing to do with Teikal Bein Otziyah. There has to be a ksuba, period. So we're so fixated on the Lashon of the Gemara of Teikal Bein Otziyah, we think that's the only problem. If not for that problem, then we're home free. Not true, says the head of the Shita Mekupetzes, according from the Rav. It's an independent obligation of ksuba, and the absence of that independent obligation of ksuba, nothing to do with Teikal Bein Otziyah, it's called Bilas Nus. Midoraisa by Psula, Midorabana by Almana of Ula. Not to say, please listen carefully, not to say that the Issa Bilas Nus is Doraisa. That would be an overstatement. But the Issa Bilas Nus existed because there exists a takana, a din d'oraisa of having a ksuba. And the Ba'almona came d'oraisa tikkun. According to Tosfos, it's not came d'oraisa tikkun. With d'oraisa, it's an obligation. With Rabbanan, it's a separate din. With the Kalabeda Lotzia, nothing to do with came d'oraisa. He says, no, not at all. Came d'oraisa tikkun, separate and apart from the consideration of Shote Kalabeda Lotzia. Everyone follow me? So again, it's Svei did it, but not a different Svei din than we had before. Right? Here there's a din, Rabosai, of Ksuba Midoraisa, which itself generates an Issa Bilazdos, separate and apart from Kalabein Lotzia. Oh. Miu, catch this now. Midoraisa. You have a boy, have a matzil, the mason, the ksubasa, ala shulchan. Vlios ksubasa tachas yada. On both sides, there are people who don't like to owe money. There are people, I don't like to owe money. You like to owe money? Who likes to owe money? If you have the money, pay off your debt. Pay it off.
On the interest rate.
Interest. Okay. On both sides, the Torah is more for interest. But let's take a look at Gemara. Yeah, okay. Pay him in bays. Everyone said, pay him in bays. Look at the Gemara. Pay him in bays. Pay him in bays. The last few lines of the Mishnah on pay him in bays, the long Mishnah. V'chein, lo yomar odom lishto, harei ksubosech munachas ala shulchan. What could be better? Prepay. It's better to prepay, no? She gets the money early, she can invest it prudently, put it in the bank. Can't do it. Either prepaying, if you ask a financial advisor, it's better. Ask a marriage counselor, it's worse. Because once he prepays her, it's kalabein lotzia. One cost of a penny. He paid already. Mazel dumper. Forgive the bad expression. Alright? So the Chazal of Atak, and you can't do this. By Torah law, you can do it. Here we go, watch. Again, one more time. You can give the Ksuba al Shulchan. He's quoting the Gemara, the Mishnah pay him in bays. Yeah. Tik the Rabbanon, Shlo Yitin al Ksubasa biyada initially, al Yichtav al Ksuba b'chov, v'yukon al Chosim achron al Ksubasa, and we saw the Mishnah pay him in bays. Ukhidat al Kavani, quotes on Mishnah, per v'yishanaflu. Why? Why? Kidei shelo tekala ve'enav lehotziyo. Umiyu, iku nesina esksuba, lav mehai taimuhu. Elekid kasimba. This is brilliant. There's a din ksuba, doraisa by psula, and kein doraisa by amon. That has nothing to do with kala ve'enav lehotziyo. Independent din. Uva pligir atanak amba, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, de ben lamar. Yotza kesef knosa v'ksubasa v'havalu kilu parak ksubasa v'shas nisu eho. So the din number one no longer applies. So the Tanakama, the Sagi be'achef yimud Rabbanon, the Tamamai, the second din, kin Rabbanon ksuba pirish ta ksuba she'a ksuba olav chov olav tia ksubasa ala shulchan tachas yada. A new pshat in the Gemara. This is absolutely brilliant. Perseus the kasha. What are you telling me, Tama? My, it's a din d'oraisa. Answers the Shita Mekubetz from the Rach. Yeah, it's a din d'oraisa. When the Moses says, Tama, my, go on the Mishnah payment maze. Why can't you give him the money up front? Why must there be a debt hanging over the husband's head for 50 years of marriage? You know why? Shlotka ben lotzia, meiridik. Pirish. Shem tiksuras, tachas yada. Lo yitztarach, the prola, midi. Hurry, take kala ben lotzia. He paid it already.
The din d'oraisa, and Tamamai only goes on why you can't prepare. Meiridik. Of course, our gedolim, our mamish gedolim. The godless is beyond beyond. Narabosai. Now, Rabbosai. We had a question before. We said, Dicha kol kushas ha-toisus. What's the last kasha of toisus? What's it back to Lama Testament days? What's the last kasha of toisus? See it again. V'im tomar, amai toni hocha yotav kesek nosa, v'ksubosa, list the base and all of plum. So tkina rabbanu l'amonu l'mishum gusha, hocha b'kol gusha antakan, b'lo amonsa l'garsha. No, Rabbosai! According to the rabbi, you get the following answer. So the akonu give this answer. No! You need Yotze Kesek Nosa, the Knesset Zubasa, Rabbosai. You know why? Because every single woman has to have a Ksuba. Period. Here, there exists a Ksuba. You know why? It was prepaid. Now, for the second din, we say, Ein lo lov klum. You know why? Because, look, there's no possibility of him divorcing her, and therefore, ein lo lov klum. And although, Rabbosai, the expression is exchanged, in one place it says, by almona, one by gusha, both apply to both? Both apply to both, he's saying. Because in every single woman, there have to be the two considerations. One is Yadav Ksuba. Yotze Kesek Nosa. One stands for the other. You saw the Mechilt with the Kneshu. There's a second problem. What's that? Kalvein Latzia. No, you can't divorce her. Aye, what happens when he dies? So when he dies, we say, look, the Ksuba's already there. When it comes to death, he's not going to kill himself to spite her. Don't have to worry about that. So as we said yesterday, it works out beautifully. Mamash, fantastic. So I saw, now what do they want to say with this pshat, Rabbosai, in the Tosfos Baba Kama? I want to show you the Tosfos Baba Kama. I can't show you the whole Tosfos, it's considerably long, but I have to show it to you. Where's that? Where's the Tosfos? Tricky, goes to both. So an album goes on the base. One of those. No. Rabbosai, you may have the following shiloh. Watch this. Maybe you should show the Gemara. Links. Watch this. Watch. What happens? Interesting situation. Whatever Vaisha Pekiyos and Ra, don't mess with them. Hachov Bahem Chayav. You know why? They have no money. All the Eved's money belongs to the master. All the wife's money belongs to the husband. We'll get to that later at great length. Don't chuckle so much, guys. Don't chuckle. But we'll get to it. This is Dina de Gemara. Yeah. Frank de Gemara, let us sell this in the look, etc. She doesn't have any. Here's the most cash. A married woman, bangs someone in the head, she has coming to her 200 zuz. Now, go to an actuary. What's your age? What's your husband's age? How's your marriage? Third one is not such an easy statistic to evaluate. What are we trying to evaluate over here? Will there be a collection of the ksuba anytime or anytime soon? You know, in America today, I think if I'm not mistaken, women outlive men. Is that correct? Isn't that life expectancy longer? It's a good reason for men to marry women who are older than themselves. This is what the shidduch crisis. If you marry someone older than you, you know, you'll land at the same time. I mean, forgive the expression. But whatever it is, so
You want it statistically. How long are you going to live? How long is your wife going to live? Remember, the ksuba is collected only if the man predeceases his wife. If she predeceases him, the ksuba just sits there on the wall, living room wall forever. Never any collection. Or in the drawer. Never a collection. So actuaries know that. It's like an insurance problem. Like insurance. And divorce. What are the chances of these guys getting divorced? I do not want to be in that room where they're evaluating each and every couple what the statistical chance of a divorce is. I would not want to be in such a room. Okay, but they have to find professionals. Whatever it'll be. So if the ksuba comes to pass, it'll be 200 zuz. Now, what's she going to sell it for? Would anyone pay 200 zuz for a ksuba? You out of your mind? Chances are it's never going to be collected. All right. Can I forgive my expression? Don't people buy junk bonds? Is there such a thing like that?
Yeah,
but no, you know? The ksuba is like a junk. Buy it. So if it's not going to buy 200 zuz, buy it for 50 zuz. Look, you may make a killing. Yeah, you make four times the money you put in. Yeah, you may get zero. But you know, he may die before her. There may be a divorce. For most, it'd be optimistic for the perspective of the buyer over here.
You won't want to sell it.
Whatever it may be. I'm saying, well, let her sell it for whatever the market value of the ksuba is. And she'll pay up her debt. She banged someone over the head. That's the most cash. So the Gemara. Oh, no, she can't sell it. Rameya says, Oslo Laodam Shiyashis Ishtar Filisharas Luxuba. You can't sell Luxuba. Pray to Gemara, why? Pitama Mai Kadesha Tekalame Notia Hocha Lo Megarishla, why? The Megarishla Osu Hanach the Zamni Gabula Luxuba Mine. She sold her Ksuba to a speculator. Paid her 50 zuz, he paid her a quarter on a dollar. But now this speculator is going to come after the guy big time, so it's not that he won't be wanting to divorce her at all. That's the Gemara says. Everyone with me so far? Oh. So the Gemara says, here. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, watch this now. Hamoch is an amazing din. Hamoch es tachov lechaveiro. This is the most wild that you ever heard in your life. You guys pay sign business a little bit. Like, I have a note. Someone owes me $100. Okay? Do what's due next week. Alright? I need money now. I need cash now. Now! Now! I can't wait till next week. So I go over to a seasoned financial person. I'll discount it. Give me $90 cash now. No problem. $99 cash, I get $9 cash in my pocket. And next week he gets $100. We all win. I can pay up what I need for him. And you make $10. Gavaldi. That kind of an unbelievable situation. Let's say I have the money. Who owes me the money? Dove owes me the money. Dove has a check. He owes me $100. I have the IOU, star. And I give it to Yaakov. Sell it to Yaakov for $90. Dove comes to me and says, Rebbe, I have no money. I have no money. They didn't pay me for my being a Rebbe's assistant, a Shira's assistant. I have no money. I can't pay. I rechmon it. Okay, Dov. I'm Michael the Chov. Michael the Chov. I leave him holding the bag. That's the day. Believe it or not. This is one of believe it or not. You have any crazy day? But it's here, it's true.
But how can you move on something that's not yours?
Exactly, how can you do such a crazy thing? How can it be? I already sold the debt to Yaakov. How can I then turn around and be mochel the chov that Dov owes me? What do you mean he owes me? Rabbi said, open up the ksuvis, pay vov of an alf. I want to show it to you. You don't believe it. You're going to see it on the screen. You're going to see it in real black and white print. Watch. I want to show it to you and explain it to you. You know, it's not our topic right now, but it's a good idea to have. And, you know, Ksuba says, I tell you, it's the key to Shas. Everything that you want to know in Shas is here. These digressions are all more precious from the ideas of Shas than even in the Gemara we're learning. What does it say over here? Guf Amar Shmuel, the sixth line. Hamocha shtachov lechaver v'chazer mochol ha-mochol. Do you think that Yaakov was left with no recourse? Omer Amemar, paper of Amen Alpha, 10th line. Man de doin dina de garmi magmi be de meshtara ma'alya. Yaakov will take me to Bezdin and say, I caused him irreparable harm because I forgave the debt to Dov, and Yaakov will collect for me the $100, $100, $90. I'm exactly sure what's happening over here. But the question that you're asking is, how does this work in the first place? How can I be merciful to someone who's no longer mine? What a gewaldige kasha. Absolutely gewaldige kasha. This kasha speaks to a critical and fundamental definitional idea, which we'll be seeing many times. This gives an opportunity. I wouldn't have discussed it, but if the Tamir Yosef Nikulim asked me the question, I have no choice but to discuss it. Something amazing. Watch this. Please turn, if you don't mind, to the Ran. It's page Mem Dalet Amud Beis, or page Kuf Lamed. So the first answer, which is a very prosaic answer, is Mechiras Shtaras is the Rabbanon. When I sold my shtar to Yaakov, the only words for the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon said, you're gonna basically, everyone have a Gemara, by the way? We should know it's missing a Gemara. Everyone has to do a Gemara computer? You all have one, make sure you can follow me. You have one? Good. I'll make sure that I have an extra Gemara for that one. Good. So that's the first sentence. Then he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. In my print, Kuflam, it's a new paragraph on the bottom left. Rabbeinu Tam's out. Those who have the old Gemaras, you should find it on Mandal and Beis, not too far down. Rabbeinu Tam Cholik. Mechira Shtar is Daraisa. I think it's right, not right now. Ay, Mechira Shtar is Daraisa. Heich Mocha Yochel Limcho. How can it be? It's impossible. So how does it work? What's going on over here? How does it work? So the Ran explains it, Rabbi, over here. On Kuf, page Kuf Lamed Aleph, the right-hand column, the 10th narrow line or so. Fisha Shnei Shibudim Yesh Lo Lamal V'Lalovet. Rabbi said, this is fundamental. The Malva and the Lover, two Shibudim, two liens. Shibud Gufo Shalove, Shahu personally, Bukhuy of the Froa, Bu Ikara Shibud. A person borrows money from me. He personally is indebted to me. The Shibud al Nachasov have a lien on his property, Imhulo Yifra. This amazing, amazing expression. Midin Arev. Who could Armin and Sham? Daf Kuf Ayin Dalet. What does Sham mean? Call you one Mesechta. It has to be Rabbasra, nothing goes that far. And we're going to see the last paragraph of Rabbasra is all about Shtaris. We're going to have to see that a lot of that paragraph when we learn Ksuba, it's about Shtaris. We're going to have to see a lot of it. Okay, just letting you know that I'm not asking to bargain about Rabbasra, but it'll be next Mara Makoma sheet where we're going to be. This one is only Ksuba. I was very careful. No Gemaras. I'm showing you Tosis, but no Gemaras. Next, we're going to have Gittin, we're going to have Rabbasra. Not tomorrow, so don't worry about it. Just letting you know, whenever it comes out, hopefully sometime in Tavshin Ayin Dalet still. The next Ram Bekarmis, there will be other Mesechus too. You'll look at the base manager for those Mesechus. What does it say there? An expression. Nichsoi debar inish inun arvin bay. Some say lay. A person's property is a guarantor for his personal debt. V'shibur aguf. This is such a lovely shavar of both sides. Shibur aguf sheyesh l'mal v'alalove. Dov owes me money personally. Lav bar mechiru. I cannot transfer that to Yaakov. That's between person to person. Non-transferable. You ever see these things, huh? Not transferable. You ever see this on certain things, huh? Your metro card or sometimes. Not transferable. If you're whatever, different situations. Discount. Not transferable. Okay? Watch this. Hilkoch. So what do? I need $90 now. I said, Yaakov, look, Dov is a wealthy man. Well, get some nechasim. And that shiva nechasim, I'm going to sell to you right now. And you collect it next week when the debt is due. And I will have $90 in my pocket. You'll have $100 next week. Af al pi she'eino nimkar, Rabosai, I cannot sell the shibra guf. Lo poka. It's a very strange thing. Dov shibra guf is still to me, but the collectible shibra nechasim is to Yaakov. It's bifurcated. Says the Heilige Rabbi Natan. Avol ki chazar u'mecholo. And I have rachmanis on my shira system dov. And I'm meichel the $100 personal debt. Poka shibud haguf. U'mimela po Yaakov. Poka shibud nechosim. She'eino ele midin orev. How do you like that? Divrei Rabbi Natan. Isn't that amazing? I love the shavart. You asked me kasha. How does it work? I just told you how it works. Rabbi Natan is married to Columbus. Rabbosai, it's not a topic really for today, but since we have ksubas, I'm trying to demonstrate to you that everything's in ksubas. It's all here, from cover to cover. And this is going to come up a little bit in our future discussions as well. So it's good thing we saw it now, even though I wasn't planning, it's not for your kasha. I wasn't going to talk about it. But your kasha, so I gave you an answer. I'll say it's Rabbonin, Kirish, that's fine. Back to our tussis. Back to our Gemara B'Kam. Oh, so. Watch this. Hamocha shtachol b'chaver chasim chalamocha. Fili yosh mocha. Amri, zavuni zavin v'titin le, v'imochle legabe baal, timchala. Well, let's just see if it happens. Amri, no. Kol legabe baal v'are mochle le, v'afsidini lahu zvina v'yadayim. Lo afsidinu. It's no point in allowing her to sell the ksuba, the Thomas Anodis, to somebody else. Because she'll be Michael. What does it mean? What does it mean? She has a debt to read it to her husband. Shiva the Guf. Again. Chalas again. The husband has a debt to her, ksuba. She'll sell it to somebody else whose head she banged up. And then her husband saying, hey, honey, I have no money. So she'll forgive the husband. So it's a waste of time. I got me. Thomas talks about that. Rabbosai, we saw the Gemara. Now back to the Tosis. Watch this. Kol agabe baal avale mochel. V'im tomar, tizmin lebaal gufei, let us sell the ksuba to a husband. To a husband. What does that mean? Honey, you may owe me 200 zuz down the road. Give me 50 right now. Can't forgive himself, but you can't forgive him if he's the only, usually the three parties, Dov, me, and you, Dov, me, and Yaakov. It's like, but he's only two parties, so this can't work. So it's great. The taste of leather that, we'll give him 50 bucks. Yesh lomar, shabal lo yirtz l'knosh l'hafs nishto, he won't even say no. Inami, go like a mayor, osu lishos in ishto below ksuba, so it's osu. It's Aser. What do you mean it's Aser? If the wife sold the ksuba to a third party, the Gemara explained, there's no Iser. Because the husband, if he divorced, he'd have to pay the third party. The speculator will come after him. But if she sold the ksuba to her husband, he already paid the $50 down. Hey, you have a fight? Divorced. I got a bargain. Give you 50 bucks, divorce you, and you lose 150. So there. Tough luck on you. This is the first line of Tosfos. Everyone with me so far? Now we go to Amud Beis. Watch this. Watch. Disha chala b'bala kasha. What's this? She hit her husband. Tizbin la'acher. Let her sell the ksuba to somebody else. V'habal yichto b'rotzon shtar b'shmo. They should yigve chavaloso. What's going on? She hit her husband. See again, piggy house and roy. She has no money. No. Let her sell the ksuba. Rabbosai. Let her sell the ksuba. Okay. And the husband will write a shtar. What shtar? What's that? A shtar b'shol.
He'll rip up the ksuba. He'll write a shtar to pay this other guy 200 zuz in the case of divorce. You know what's going on? A funny case. How should we say? An erzat pseudo ksuba. A $200 obligation on the part of the husband to this fellow. But it's going to keep modest. If he wants to divorce his wife, the fellow's going to come after him. So the consideration of Shlote Kala Ben Otzi has been satisfied. So that's going to be a great trick. So that if the wife hits her husband, he'll have an opportunity to collect the 50 bucks. To collect the 50 bucks, this 50 zuz right now, says Tosfos. Tira 3. The kevan she'ain aksuba b'shem aisha, hariyukilu masha ishto b'lo aksuba, afalpi she'ain kala b'nei b'lo otzia. Rabbosai, we see from this Tosfos, Svei dinim. In the first case, we saw a pei testament aleph in Tosfos. There we said, the problem is, even though there is a ksuba, but it's going to be kala b'nei lotzia if he pays up money up front. Here we're saying, the problem of kala b'nei lotzia can be overcome if he writes a separate document to somebody else. But since he wrote it to somebody else, there's no ksuba. Who cares? No, back to the rock and the sheet of the kubetzes. There are tzvei dinim. Rabbosai, listen carefully. There are tzvei dinim. One of them must be a ksuba. A ksuba must be written in the wife's name, someone else's name. There's an additional din that you have to have the deterrent of Shulkal and Atziya. If you need both dinim, there's no way out of this whole sugya of Bava Kamma. I just wanted to explain this choice of Bava Kamma. It's two dinim, one at the beginning, one at the end, which confirm this shot of the Rach. Beautiful. Okay, Rabosa. Now we go back to the sheet of Bukubetis. Watch this. Let's open back to the Gemara, Lama, Tessin, and Beige. Also, we're making slow but steady progress here in the Maramah Kamas. Slow but steady. This is the third paragraph. I mean, it's first in order, but the third one on that Lama, Tessin, and Beige, the Sheet of the Kubetz. Go slowly. So what did Rashi say? L'chshiyotzi, frek Rashi, ishtomi. What? She's his wife? When it comes to the father, no need for her to marry her in the first place. Rashi, it's reading Rashi, Ishtoi, Vichi Ishtoi, Kvar, the Kal of Shayotzi. So how did the Gemara amend it? Om Rabbaye, Emo, the Shayol Yichnos, Rashi, Shetamoin, he, O Avio, Mephata Atmo, and then you have to give her a Ksuba, the Shayotzi, when you divorce her. Both said it's the punch of shot in the Gemara. Is there any other possible shot? Watch this thing. Pisco. Onus no sin shosi ishtoi pirish rashi bitmiya. Klamat. Masai nichnasa zu shat the omesh lich shayotzi vichi ishtoi. Hello adayin lo nichnasa. That's the punch of shot in the Gemara. Rashi. Rabbi Shal Yisrael. Avol arayivit pirish b'nichusa. Now both said you have to help me out what the rabbi meant. I need you to help me because it doesn't... I mean, I hope you saw this. It's on the Makaris. If you didn't see it yet, now you're seeing it now. What is the rabbi saying? Koloma. L'cheshayotzi nimtzeis ishto mikvar v'niftar miknoso shuchamishim shekel sheheim mosayim because he married her. U'kshumotziyo eino chayev lo elomono deba'ulahi u'ksubasa Mon. That's a very simple question. How did the Raiva continue to read the Gemara? Let's try to read the Gemara according to the Raiva. Let's just read the Gemara. L'chshayotzi ishtohi b'nichusa. What does it mean, b'nichusa? What does it mean? That means, Rabosai, assuming he marries her. So he marries her, okay. A case in which he married her. And now Rabosai was saying that, what did it say? I'm a father of Chshiyotzi. The wedding divorce of 25 years later, What happens? There's no obligation to pay the 50 shekel. And when he divorces her, he only needs to pay her a mona, the ksubas a mona, which is what Torah said in the bottom. It says she's a ba'ula, even though she started off with him as a basula, but now she's a ba'ula when he wants to marry her. Period. How do you read the Moravai? This is my curiosity. How do you read it? L'chi yotzi, ishtohi, and he gives her a mana, and the nichusa, no problem. That's what the Mishnah said. Ha'onas no sin miyad. My brother's from the father. Ha'onas no sin miyad. My father, l'chi yotzi, period. He gives her a ksuba. L'chi yotzi, ishtohi, yeah, in case he married her. Fine. Omer Abaye, Ema l'chashalo yichnos. I mean, it sounds like it's a teretz, no? But if the first thing is nechusa, then what's the teretz? There's no kasha. Let's just say, you're right. If he divorces her, ishto he pays her a money. And I'm adding, but if he never marries her, he has to give her a knas immediately. Don't say the father is only the chiyotzi. The father, ones, gives me out. The father, it depends. It depends. If he marries her, he'll give her a ksuba at the end. Because if he marries her, there's no knas. If he doesn't marry her, it's at the beginning. Oh, minichusa. What bothers the Rashba? To me, Ali, Yimkeinar is a chote niska. The guy is a bum. Had he been a man, she'd have to give him 200. Now he gives him 100. No, that's kasha. Tosis too. Tosis also says bulas atzmo is only money. The O, oh, here's the trick. She yavo laharim yichnos v'chagachi garish delamid almana. Oh, wow, that's a wise guy. He's a wise guy. Instead of paying the knas, he'll agree to marry her and give a divorce the next day and save himself $100, 100 shkolim, 100 zuzim, I should say. Instead of giving her 200, which is a knas, he's giving only her 100, which is a mitzarachim. So therefore, what's the Rashi in effect saying? So how do you get out of it? Maybe he holds, as the Rambam held, that b'ulas atzmo is b'masayim. Okay? Keep this in mind. The b'ulas atzmo is likely, according to the Shitas HaRashba, the Mosayim. Who else said that way? The Rambam. Rambam said that Bulas Atzmo is the Mosayim. Take a look at the Rambam. It's yesterday's Rambam. I both said yesterday's Rambam. Show it to you again. Rambam, I both said. Take a look. Halacha Gimel. Hamafuta shlarotzas linasa lemafata, or shlarotzas bielas itnalo, or shu lo rotzu lichnos, haris a nosin kenasa v'holich, ben kofinos lichnos. V'im rotzu v'kansa, ena mishalan knas, and the kosa loksu v'kishar ha v'sulos. According to the Rambam, what does she get? Ksuba of Masayim. Against the Raivit. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah Lebel was upset. Why is the Raivit silent over here? The Raivit should have attacked the Rambam. Why? Mishnah Lebel Achron? Mishnah Lebel. We saw yesterday. This paragraph we saw yesterday. Okay. One second. The Das Rabbeinus was yesterday Shir. Ksubas Yishim Adivrei Sofim. We know that the Ksubas Mefutai with Masayim to Ksubas Abasul. Where did he get it from? Where did he get it from? Uli Ashlom. Afmada Ksubas Yishim Adivrei Sofim. Dorishle the Krok and the Pirish Rashi's out. In other words, we saw this yesterday. It's not a Torah obligation, it's a Torah custom. The Yotzi Shlimo, here too. Nay, the Lekik Suba min Torah, Mikol Makom, Haminik Haya, the Kolano Se Besula, Hayakosim Lek Suba, Ulze Bar Kosik Abim Mefate, the Avshi Beula, Sheikh the Lek Suba Kamosha, Haminik Lekol the Besulos, Kemishi Bulas Atzma, Krok Yosalomar, Sheikh the Lek Suba, who Sheikh the Lek Suba Kimsulos. This Sheikh the Lek Suba Kamosha in Ogan Lekhtava Mono, Lawis Shikra. The Chibishvil, Shehi, Chubala, Lichl Laksuba? Akal Kro, Kiyasa, Lama, Shehi, Laksuba, Kemoshi, Noagin, Lichl Lipsulos. And Rabbein was Al Gamamina, the Didan, this Lipsula, Messiah, Mitakonas Hachamim, Hamafuta, Shehi, Ksuba, Sapasulos. So the Rambam got it from here. Amazing. This is the source for the Rambam. Ksuba, Sbula, Sasa, Mafuta, is Messiah. Meridik. Let's read, have you seen this Mishnah Lamelech? It's on the Makoros, no? Wasn't it? Sure. You should have seen this by now. If you didn't, we'll see it now. We're going to read a little bit, again, we can't read every single line. Let's just read a little slower. Well, if you perish there, Evsha, the Rashi's, also the Shidas HaRishonin, the Pasuk Ksubas Isha B'Divrei Sofrim. Okay, maybe. But it's B'Divrei Sofrim, but it's the Minig, like the Rambam, the Minig. The Minig, like the Rashi in Mishpat about the Eved Ivri. The Yom Toma, the Perk Elonaris, Amina, Rabbi Yosef, Yehuda, Ome Yeshla, Ksubam Mona, Rabbana La Pligi, Ela, Ela, the Sfila, the Yatsa, Kesak, Nasa, B'Ksubasa, Shem, the Sfila, the Lo Tiklu, La Ksubam, Avlam Hoyalok Suba, Hoysuk Suba. So Mona, wait a minute, how can the Rambam say that Mefutah's Messiah is against the Gemara? The Gemara is over here, and I was took it on the Testament base, it's only Mona. What's the obvious answer? It's not so obvious. Yeshlomar, Tahosa Mayri Be Ones. The Gemara is on Namatest is referring to an Ones. Uva ones lochiva akosuv kiim beknas. The loksim gabei ha'elish of the moyer menelo elin lovsi alishoye. Umishavachi enk subasa lamana. Abba mefute lichsid bo moyer menelo subasa masayim. How do you like that? Want to bring a riot? What's the riot? The tznan. Ma bein ones to mefata. That's the Mishnah on Lamatessim now, which is cited here in the Gemara. What are they? Ha ones no simiyad. I'm a father, look, she yotzi. Hipshu gemar, look, she yotzi, ishtoi. Pishaj, a bit mea. Mashma. Di hava mina de kvari ishto. Hava nicholish of the masnisin. Du koma ha ones, no sinyan a father, look, she yotzi. Vi ame de ksumas mefuta, hi mona. Heichi a toni. Te mahike ben ones mefatu. Don't also sinyan a father, look, she yotzi. Fala einem shovin. She's a no same mana, was a no some chamishim sloim in shkolim. Different sums of money. Avali amina, the ksubasa masayim of a mafuta, nicha. Chamishim shkolim is in the black one to the details. Beautiful. Tashlum and shaman and bedina, meiridik, right to the Rambam. Right to the Rambam. Aye, one is kesef tsuri, one is kesef bedina, average is 8-1 ratio. That wasn't Shver. Why? The Mishnah Rashbag, who holds Ksubas Ishas Daraisa. We can pass him the Ksubas Ishas Rabbanon, but the Mishnah goes among them, it's Daraisa. And the Messiah lives in Kesem Tsuri. Exactly, Kesem Chamish and Shkalim. Aye, the Rabbanon passes the Rabbanon. No. He hated the Mefut the Zoo, Hibu'ula. Hafiluhachi Isla Ksubas Besulim with Daraisa, according to that Shita. The Dinanami is the Messiah and Rabbanon, Moshar Besulas. This is a Meridik of Mishnah Lamelech. Then he quotes the Ravik, Benichusa, we just saw a minute ago. What do you see from this Ravik? Mavua Bedvar of the Svidik Subas Mefuta Mona, right? Lo Yadati Lama Lo Hisigo Ravik Bezeh. Where is the Rabbi in Hilchos Nahara? Should have screwed up with the Rambam since he disappears in the Sheet Mikul Betzis. Ad kan Abosai, Divrei, HaMishnah, Lamech. Everyone with me so far? We're going through the Marah Makomos one step at a time. But now, Abosai, it's time to bring out the big guns. I told you that if you're buying one sefer, it should be a Shulchan Aruch. And then we have Stephen bought a Tur Shulchan Aruch, which goes from Siman Aleph to Kuf Yud Ches in one volume. Right? It's available in the Shulchan Aruch. Is that available?
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it? That's no good. That's no good. If many of you will be home for Shabbos, come back with the Shulchan Aruch. Buy it, borrow it, beg it. I don't want to see the word, steal it. Come back with a Shulchan Aruch. If you can't get one from your house or from the shul nearby, obviously, marriage has meant. I'd like you to see it showing up inside. Now, of course, we have it on the screen, but I'm still an old fashioned guy. I brought in my big Shulchan Aruch, but since you like screens, we'll go to screens. You don't have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you. Watch this. Our first foray, Rav Osai, of many, 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 Mr. Shem, into the Shulchan Aruch. Hilchas onus umafate. It's only one simon. Let's take a look together. That's just chaza, just basic stuff. We start with the psukim. Now it's already shir shlishi. Found this chaza in the Shulchan Aruch. Hamafate besulas Yisrael. Asher tiboro v'kimi bat shlosh avela. Because under three we saw as garnished. Mishalim boshes supkamu knas. Imanosa, Mishalim otsar. Mishalim afate, Eno sar the knas, as we just saw in the Gemara. Haonis sepsula, Chayavisa osa. Eno shal tzili olam mirtzona. Lefichach, Ein sar of tichtov lo ksubo. Agamara, Marish Agamara. Adkan, I want to show you. Adkan, no more. Just two sifim. Is it in the Shulchan Aruch? Was it in the Marah Makomos? I think so, somewhere. Yes. Kufay and Zayin. Okay. Let's now turn to a few Pischei Tshuvas. Pischei Tshuvas is a collection that is fascinating stuff. We'll start at both sides with Rav. I think he's Pesach Chuvah, we'll see in a minute. Oh, got it right. Watch this, Rav Osai. Look what it says. Close to Gemara. Mi she'onas besula, benises lo, v'chashvinan gam l'gabei nafshei b'ula, v'ein lo k'suma mimenu elamonah. What? He's not some at all. What's he talking about? He doesn't mean as follows. It means the chashvin and galan of gabi nafshei b'ula. Ah, can lo pli rabon and ela mishem lo motzi mapik lo. You cannot divorce her. We saw. What about a bogeres? Bogeres anus it's pshita. Yesh lo ksubo, kevan de ein chiyuv liso so. Rabosai, the only obligation she's a nara from 12 to 12 and a half. Once 12 and a half, of course, she has a ksubo. Okay, and if you married her, you can divorce her. Fine, says the Maramins. Oh, it's only a mona. The Maramins wasn't talking about a 12-year-old girl. So about a 20-year-old girl. His man is a 20-year-old girl. He has to give her 100. 100. Against the Rambam. Well, maybe not against the Rambam. Rambam's only talking about Futa. So about onus. The Gemara says it's only 100. That's what Maral Mintz means. Okay, this is the Sivkoton Vop. Now. Hey. Chayav Lisa also. Afilu im hoda me'atzo to potter min aknas. Afilu hachilo mifta me'achiv lisosa. To shtei mitzvahs asei ninu. A Murray de Gavard. You ever hear the rule, mohda me'knas potter? Who ever heard of it? Mohda me'knas potter. Who ever heard of that rule? Never heard of it? Mohda me'knas potter. Which means, if I admit to something which is a fine incumbent upon me, I need not pay. What's the pshat? What's the lumbus? If you look at the Rambam, in his Pirush HaMishnayos on Shviyas, in the 10th parak, gives the following impression. A knas, by definition, is a penalty. Once I admit to it, it's no longer a penalty. I'm ready to pay it. What's taka the lumbus? Rabbi Chanan explains, all monetary obligations are fundamentally tovea driven. I break your window, I have to make you whole. I broke your window. I borrowed money, I have to make you whole. Whatever it is, it's always tovea driven. If it's tovea driven, that means that I, the nitba, have to pay the money because you're the tovea asking for the money. I owe you the money. Knas is different. Knas is nitba driven. Knas means I have to give the money to achieve kapara. But it must be a penalty against me that I should be forced to pay to achieve kapara. Once I admit to it, it's no longer a penalty, so it doesn't exist. So love the shavart. Ah, you lose out. The money was never meant. It wasn't intended for you to be the beneficiary. You happen to be the right person in the right place to get a benefit from it. But fundamentally, it's a knas against me. And if I admit it to it, it's no longer a knas. It's not a penalty. I agree to it. The kitzur nimrus. So you might think that the same way as we know that Owen is paying 50 shkolim as a knas, maybe his obligation to marry is also a knas, more than a knas part. No, 1,000 times no. No. Now, not only does the Pitzchei Tshuva call this a double portion, but we said before, Menchas Chinuch is exactly the same thing. And Menchas Chinuch, those who want to look it up in the one that you can read, here's in Tuf, Kuf, Nun, Zion, Ches, it's all one thing. It's an Os, Vav, in our print. Try to find the put if you're in this version. Okay. Wow. This paragraph is much too long. Where is this? This Vihine is Os Ches. We're back at Os Vav. Whoa, yeah, we're back a long way. Oh, here it is. Vim Ein Eidim Shenenza. Hu Batzva Mode. Ob also ein Schein mit Schalen Knas, der Becheskes bei Ulos, wo Moda Shenenza, weiß der Besula, der Knas ein kann der Moda der Knas Potter, wie komm er komm, in Moda kaufen also der Keimer zu sei, wo es die Alisha, das ist ein Mitzvi, wie ein auch Knas. How do you know? Kemo Shkot al Rav HaMachaber, Bizman HaZeh, Bechei Betur Shurban Aruch, Eben Ezer Simen Kufay in Zayin. Knas no longer applies nowadays. You don't collect knas in Bovel, but the Av Mitzvah the Marrier does apply. That's what it says. Finished. Nothing to do with knas. He has to actually marry her, and he's not allowed to divorce her. Keep this in mind. So Mechas Tzinnich is exactly the same thing. So to the Pitzchei Tshuva, so it appears in the Rambam, so it appears in the Shulchan Aruch. What about the Ksuba? Is the Ksuba Knas? What kind of is the Ksuba? That's a big Ksuba. What kind of thing is this? What's the lashon of the Gemara we saw in Lamed Tetzaveh Beis? Yotza Kesef Knasa Biksubasa. So, what did it say in Shulchan Aruch? Let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch we started from. What did it say? Why is the guy potter? This is very, very, this is a critical point. I've also just left time for one more critical point. What did it say? What did it say? Ein ha-rashar lo tziya lo la l'ritzona. Lefichach, therefore, ein tzarech lichtav l'ksuba. The only reason that the Shulchan Aruch says there's no chibdi l'ksuba is why? Is why? Because he can't divorce her. And therefore, Rabosai, onus mefatik is smuchin Eretz Yisrael, v'rinna in smuchin. No! You don't, there's no din of class anymore. You give a token to mefayasim. How do you like that? Rabosai, according to the tzvei dinin that we had earlier today, Shia, this is not true! If there's no key of class with manazeh, because there's no smuchin, there should be an independent requirement of a ksuba. There is no one without a ksuba. Ah, Rabbi, listening to me? We said before that Tzvei didn't. One, Shlotei Kalavot Tzia does not apply to an onus. Two, there's an independent obligation of ksuba. And where is it in the Gemara? No! Yotze Kesef Knasa, the Kesef Ksubasa. But there's no smucha nowadays, no knas nowadays. Should that be required to give a ksuba nowadays, against the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch says no. Against the Shulchan Aruch. What's going on over here? Maybe we should suggest the Mechabel the Shitoso, the ksuba is the Rabbanon. And if you can't divorce, then they never made a takana. The ksuba is the Raisa, the Tzvei Dinim. And they have to have a ksuba Rabbosai nowadays. Otherwise, the Bila Zuz, according to the Rach and the Shittim of Kubetzis. How do you like that? Whew! Kiddush Neuver. One final thing, before we go back to my big point for today, at the end of this year, I hope we'll have time. Let's go slow. Watch this. In the Psalm of Fata, I am Tur Shekosah, the Kosel of Ksuba, from all the Shara Psulas. So we're at the Rambam. I am Mishnah Lamelech, Herich Matam Adavah, Tosis. Suas of a foot is only mother, kashakol abulos. Rashi calls pashim shvatim. It sounds like it's a din. Maybe this is also pshat in the Rambam. Aye, it's only the Rabbanon. Yeah. Zeres a kasavu. Shem a foot the zu lo yigra kocha mishapsulos aksheres. Hakol if he minig absulos. Or the melech should tick the chazal ksuba the psula. Gamzu yesh the ksuba ksuba sapsulos. Now the minig has been enshrined in law. Has been enshrined in law. Watch this. Watch this. The Noda Behuda says, "Xeras akazav utzvuras aknas sheim eino nises lo konsula kasev kasev knasa uchshedesab ptara kasev aknas." Have a consul, she actually can have been Isu and Kipsula. Even according to the Rambam, only by a Nara. What a Knas. Bogeres, she's over 12 and a half. She ain't lo Knas. Oh, a few little Nara, I'm ain't Adam Alabila. Kim Bipiatsma, what do we have spotter? Nimta Shalochivu, a cost of Knas. Ume Melok Shenosa, Lochivu, a cost of Ksubas Psula. Lochain Ain't Alamona. How do you like that? If she is more than 12 and a half, even according to the Rambam, Mefuta, it's only Meyo, not Masai. What do they write in the Ksuba? You have the Ksuba in front of you? Look at the Ksuba. Our final point for what it says in the Ksuba today. What does it say? Masai. What does it say? The first word in the fifth line. Have another copy? The first word in the fifth line is what? Psulta. What do you write in this kind of a case? We're absulta. We all know she's not absulta. She's mefater. Uviksum v'yichtavu be'ultada. Be'ultada. Hold on. Now, others say, Chaya v'chnu l'at Messiah, me'achashahu be'atzim v'heshe absulim, he's a bum. and you write that Bob Sulaichi, you're allowed to write that. Aisha is really a bula. Keva delo nafik churva mizeh. No downside. Ein levaisha borabim. So Moshe Shuvu. Already kept the Shemesh Tzedakah that said to earlier. You don't want to embarrass her. You can write down psul to them. Uvevechilas tfol elo higish b'chol haidu liel. Etc. etc. Whatever. He doesn't like it for whatever reason. We'll get to later on. But now we come, Rabosai, to the final point for today. Listen very carefully. My last point. We're back to Shulchan Aruch in what we consider our siman. Our siman officially is siman sanu lo. Rabosai, watch this now. Look at this. Look at this. Watch. Look. Look at Kufayin Zayin right there. The Mamakom She'ein Megarshin Rak Miritzon Ha'isha. Who made that chayim? His name? Rabbeinu Gershon. Ein Tzorach L'chdol K'suba. The case over there is like talking about an onus, right? He came as Man Hazeb and Medina's Eilu. She'ein Megarshin Bal Korach Ha'shal Isha V'shemcher Rabbeinu Gershon. Hoya Evshel L'hokla V'ksivas Ha'ksuba. Avol Ein Aminik Kein Ve'en L'shanas. That's Atzon. Rambam suggests that nowadays, you don't need K'suba anymore. The whole purpose of Ksuba will take out. You can't do it. You can't divorce wife against the will. There's not even Ksuba anymore. Now, of course, we have the Gemara talks about he can make a life miserable. Right? It's about Chlokas, Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yossi. We can pass the Rabbanan. We don't worry about making life miserable. So the Mepharshim say, come on, what kind of a comparison is that? That's not a good comparison. Take a look over here. That's not a good comparison. Why is it not a good comparison? Why? Says the Chelkas Mechokek, who is the main Mepharsh. And here in the Beis Shmuel on the side, he says, "B'kayesh lechalek ben dava osim in haTorah legarish." That's onus. Mashurak b'takonos ben legeshim aragon. My last point for today is I have a much more fundamental distinction. If the rach is right, she's mekubetzes. Every single woman has to have a ksuba. I don't care if you divorce her now or ben legeshim. In case of onus, she has a ksuba. Where's the ksuba? The Knas! The Ramah is wrong fundamentally. Not only because of this detail, one's of the Rice, one's of the Rabbeinu Gershom's Chayrim. Much more than that. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, every single woman has to have a Ksuba. That's my pitch. Of course, the question becomes, do we follow the Rach? Pashas, we should. Especially because the Ksuba is the Raisa. Here comes the $64,000 question for tomorrow. Every day I leave you with a question. What is the opinion of the Rabbah? Is Ksuba the Raisa or is Ksuba the Rabbanah? Tune in tomorrow. What, tomorrow's Thursday? Correct? 10:45, we'll see out of the Shemaya. Shir, we'll start with this question. What is the Rabbah's opinion? If Ksuba is the Raisa, I have a problem. How can I even think about this if the Rabbah is right? If the Rabbanah, then there's no problem. But we'll see tomorrow, we'll see out of the Shemaya. Okay, good.